We need you making noise. We've got a basketball game in here tonight, baby.
That is BDOT, the Dean Dome's new arena host. He keeps UNC fans excited and on their feet. And he is one of the biggest fans of Carolina basketball you will ever meet.
I've been a fan since I can remember. And I just take that fandom with me everywhere. And then I found this hat. And I swear, this hat has been my calling card for 15 years.
The hat looks like the head of UNC's mascot, Ramses.
Everybody wants to know, who's the 6'2" black guy with the hat on?
Who he is Brian McLaughlin, who goes by the name BDOT, a 38-year-old radio host from Greensboro.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? What's up, man?
He didn't go to school at UNC, but he got the chance to host UNC's annual preseason celebration late night.
And they was like, yo, would you be interested in hosting late night? And that was something that I had literally spoke into the universe for 15 years.
UNC has never had an arena host for men's basketball. It was newly hired head coach Hubert Davis who decided to bring in BDOT to try to energize the atmosphere in the Dean Dome.
Becoming head coach, this is, you know, a great opportunity to try some things. And his energy and the way that he engages with the crowds and the atmosphere, it was just off the chart.
We're here to have a good time tonight, Carolina family!
And the energy truly has been off the charts. The Dean Dome has long held a reputation of being more of a sanctuary for college basketball than the typical arena. But longtime fan Jerry Brookshire says BDOT has made the Dean Dome electric.
I think he's changed the energy a significant amount, and it needs to be changed, quite frankly, because I think the crowd's pretty complacent most of the time. He's a little loud for me, but he gets people going.
Let's go! Let's go!
Alongside getting the crowd going, BDOT says he's also bringing a positive message to all the fans.
When we get into the Dean Dome, we're all on the same page. There is no gender bias, there is no race bias, there is no age bias. Like, we're all Tar Heel fans.
That's a lesson that BDOT says he learned from his idol, UNC alumnus Stuart Scott, the late ESPN Sports Center anchor who used to come back to Chapel Hill every year to host the Tar Heels' annual preseason pep rally. Scott died of cancer at the age of 49. BDOT paid tribute to him at this year's late night celebration.
Representation matters. And when I would come here and I would see someone that looked like me and talked like me out here on this floor, it gave me a drive and a confidence that I could come out here and talk like I talk. I can swag like I swag, just like Stuart Scott.
BDOT isn't yet the Carolina legend that Stuart Scott was, but his reputation is growing.
Everybody talk!
In Chapel Hill, I'm Daniel Myrick.